am duly and I am an alcoholic.
When Larry asked me to do this a few months ago, I was like, sure. And then I get here and it's like, whoa. Anyway, my sobriety date is December 29th, 2010. And I am a very grateful member of Alcoholics Anonymous. I'm grateful to be sober. I was raised in an Irish Catholic family, and alcohol was very prevalent in my, you know, if it was 5 o'clock somewhere, you know, we were always drinking, you know, it didn't matter, you know, and so that started from the time I was very young and continued on through my entire life. Alcohol is my solution. It became my solution to everything. It was a way to just deal with my life. So it was, you know, emotions, anything. I mean, if I was celebrating, I was drinking. If I was stressed, I was drinking. If I was unhappy, I was drinking. It was that thing that gave me that calm that I needed just to continue on. So went on for many, many years. And I actually came to Alcoholics Anonymous a little different than most. My husband, who was my party partner, we've been together for almost 17 years, and toward the end of our drinking, we were partying pretty hard, $1,000 bar tabs and different things, and he decided that he wanted to stop, but he couldn't. He needed help, and so he ended up going into a detox and rehab and all that. And unfortunately or fortunately, my sobriety date is the day after his. I decided to drink one more day while he was in detox and went to visit him. And when I went to see him, he's like, "You smell like vodka." And I'm like, "Oh man." And I'm like, I guess I need to stop. And if we're going to, you know, make this relationship work, I better stop. So the first 3-4 months of my sobriety was spent basically white knuckling it. I actually was, I'm very familiar with another 12-step program that I used, and I was searching for those meetings that they weren't helping me. And, you know, because my alcoholic was not having any issues. He was away, and I'm white knuckling it, and I'm looking for Al-Anon meetings, and what happened was I started going to meetings with Jeff and with my husband. Anyway, I started going to speaker meetings and just regular meetings, and I started hearing my story. I mean, I kept hearing these women share their story, and it was, you know, and one day I'm like at work, and I had a really rough day, and I called him crying, and I'm like, "Oh my God." And I go, "I want to drink." And he's like, "Well, then drink." And then I go, "I don't want to drink." And I go, "I want to," you know, he's like, "Well, then suck it up." And I'm like, "Oh yeah, thanks. That's really, you know, helpful." And I go, and I said, "Well," I said, "you know what? I really would like to go to a meeting." And so we ended up going to a meeting together, and probably about a week, I saw some familiar faces of people I used to drink with, actually. I ended up starting going to meetings, and I got a sponsor immediately, and I started working those steps, and what an amazing transformation it has been. I jumped in and, you know, started working these 12 steps, and, you know, I found out a lot about myself. And I found out that, you know, there are ways to deal with emotions. You know, I had to feel feelings, and God, that sucked. And I was like, "Oh man," you know, but I had a way to do it without using alcohol. And that was an amazing thing. You know, Alcoholics Anonymous has brought it's become a way of life for me. And I'm grateful. I have a group of friends now. I have real friends. I mean, they're not like these bar friends that, you know, they were not real nice. I mean, they were kind of backstabbing, mean people. Anyway, now I've got these really close friendships that are amazing. And, you know, Alcoholics Anonymous has brought just, I'm truly grateful. It taught me so many things. It's improved my relationship with my higher power. One of the things that I do every day is I make that conscious contact with my higher power, and it's amazing. One day, a while back, I mean, it was probably 6-8 months ago, I did not do that. And it was weird how my day was just kind of crazy. And it just dawned on me that I didn't make that conscious contact. And so I stopped immediately and I did that. And from that day forward, you know what? I haven't missed a day. I wake up every morning and I have that prayer and meditation that just kind of starts my day off on a, you know, and I just ask for God's will and, you know, because Julie's will doesn't work that well. And, you know, I learned that, you know, when I started working with my sponsor, when we were doing that first step, she wanted to really convince me because, you know, I kind of had some doubts and we started talking and I started talking about how, you know, different things that I did, especially when I was young. I was a blackout drinker when I was young. And so, you know, she's like, that's not normal. And I'm like, oh, okay. And so I always thought that was normal, you know. I mean, that, you know, when you drink, when you're young, you drink to get drunk. And, you know, I mean, that was just the way life was. And, you know, all through college and, you know, I mean, I kind of, when I had kids, I got married and had kids, I kind of calmed down for a little while and, you know, I had my focus elsewhere. But it was amazing how as the kids got bigger, how my focus went right back to that, my solution when I was stressed with the kids. And so, what I found out is that I didn't drink normally, and I was talking to some friends the other day who are normies, and we were talking about it, and I go, yeah, well, I did this when I was young, and they're looking at me like, whoa, and I'm like, yeah, I figured out that wasn't normal, and like, and my friend looks at me, she goes, no, that's not normal, huh? and I laughed, and I said, no, it's not, so that's why, you know, and she was asking me, do I struggle with it, you know, every day, and I said, you know, I don't, I said, it's a one day at a time thing, I do, you know, I look at my life now, and I do it one day at a time, and the things I do, we talk about the triangle and having that balance, and I really try to balance my life. You know, I go to lots of meetings. I work my 12 steps, and then I work with others. And, you know, the opportunity to work with others is just amazing. And I've been working with some sponsees, and, you know, one day I was walking out of one of the gals' apartments, you know, after we had just, I think it was right after doing the third step, and, you know, I walked out of there, I mean, I like flew down those stairs, and it was like, it was that elation that I used to get from drugs and alcohol, and I was like, wow, this is it, I mean, this is awesome, and so I really enjoy, it has become such a big part of my life, had several commitments and, you know, and that's a great way, that was a great way for me to just, make sure I was at meetings. You know, when I had those commitments, it was like, okay, I've got to be there. But I really enjoy it. This has become my, you know, my husband and I have been doing this kind of together and, you know, it's, we changed our friends. I changed everything I did, you know, when they say, you know, you got to change one thing and that's everything. And that's what I did. And, you know, I'm grateful to Alcoholics Anonymous and just to the friends that I have made in Alcoholics Anonymous because I, you know, when I'm having a tough day, which they come, you know, life still happens and I still have days that, you know, where I just, you know, I know that a drink would make me feel good. But you know what? It's not. And then I think it through, and I think that, you know, how is it going to make me feel in the end? And so I pick up that phone and I call a friend, or I text a friend, and I get a text back, and then I get out of my head, and that really helps. And I there's one part that my sponsor. And I'm sure everybody here has heard this. But page 417 is a huge part of my recovery. And, you know, it's like when I'll call her and I'll call my sponsor and I'll be like, oh, rah, 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 rah. And she'll go page 417. And so I get it out and I read it. And it says, acceptance is the answer to all my problems today. When I am disturbed, it is because I find some person, place, thing, or situation, some fact of my life unacceptable to me. And I can find no serenity until I accept that person, place, thing, or situation as being exactly the way it is supposed to be at this moment. Nothing, absolutely nothing, happens in God's world by mistake. Until I could accept my alcoholism, I could not stay sober. Unless I accept life completely on life's terms, I cannot be happy. I need to concentrate not so much on what needs to be changed in the world as on what needs to be changed in me and in my attitude. And you know, for me, attitude is everything. And it has made a difference in, you know, I've learned that I can start my day over at any time. And it doesn't have to be a bad, if things are happening, it doesn't have to be, oh shit, I'm throwing it all away. I can start my day, and there are days I've started all over at 10 o'clock at night. And I've put my head down on the pillow and thank God and gone on, woken up the next day and started over. And I'm really grateful for that. Thank you.